News Talk 1620 WTAW, our occasional visit with the folks from Bling College here in Brazos County. Dr. Ted Raspel, the president of the Brazos County campuses, Brandon Webb alongside, and I'm told that Brandon gets first crack this evening.
Oh, wow. What an honor. I didn't expect that. Thank you, Bill. How are you tonight? Appreciate the lead billing here. Just a couple of things for me. I want to mention that tomorrow, 5 p.m., sort of a celebrity if you're a fan of animated movies, especially the Pixar productions, Mr. Michael Wallace will be on the Bryan campus at about 5 p.m. in the Pearson Banquet Room there in the Student Center. If you're familiar with the movie Cars, Mr. Wallace was the voice of the sheriff of Radiator Springs, also a world-renowned historian and three-time Pulitzer Prize nominee. He'll be on campus discussing David Crockett, Lion of the West, really interesting book that he wrote on David Crockett. Also coming up March 1st through 3rd, Laundry and Bourbon and Lone Star, that's 2 one-act plays coming up. Those are James McClure works, and we're very excited to present those free of charge at 8 p.m. That's March 1st through 3rd, 8 p.m. Laundry and Bourbon, and also the one-act play Lone Star. Free admission to Texas Independence Day celebrations at Washington on the Brazos coming up this weekend, March 3rd and 4th, celebrating the 176th anniversary of Texas. And I knew you
now,
knew
I
last year.
Now I went to the 175th.
Right.
Because I combined that with an attempt to do Bluebonnet watching, and I guess I will be trying to do the same thing
and you
this
also
weekend.
Figured out that was the dodecahedron anniversary or something,
or
to that.
Whatever it's called,
something that effect. Anyway,
and I think the people in College Station are still trying to figure out what the 75th,
right,
what the word is for that
exactly.
Mm-hmm.
Well, 176 years of Texas, you can celebrate it all this weekend down there at Washington on the Brazos, again free of charge, and a lot of really amazing things, demonstrations and some new exhibits.
The reenactments are the things to catch on the outside, and very impressed with the museum on the inside.
Yes, thank you very much. They do a great job, and they're actually opening a new exhibit called A Slice of Life, where they profile the early years of the community of Washington. So an interesting slice we haven't seen before.
And the other thing, again, to focus on, free.
Exactly. 176 years. Thanks, Bill.
That's it.
That's it for me. Lightning round. I didn't want to step on the big guy's toes here.
Dr. Raspiller, how is life treating you?
Yes, sir. It is terrific, Bill. You know, and I'm glad to be back. Thanks for having us come back. We always look forward to this. And probably the neatest thing for us really was last week we had our entire Board of Trustees on campus for our meeting, monthly board meeting. They try to do that at least once a year, come over here and kind of see how this half of the operation. And probably the best thing for me was we got to celebrate several of the partners that we have that make up everything we know about Blinn College.
Well, let's brag on that a little bit.
No question about it. You know, as we've talked about before, we're a community college, which means that community is very important to us, and partnerships, whether it's private sector, public sector, et cetera, are really our lifeblood. And so it was great to have Dr. Bowen Lofton from Texas A&M there and Royce Hickman from the Chamber of Commerce there. And we took a special occasion to recognize the city of Bryan. Our board gave a strategic partner award, first we've ever given at Blinn College, to recognize the over 40 years that the city of Bryan has been a partner of ours in everything from finding a campus and students and to dealing with the issues that we deal with over there every day with campus security and, you know, et cetera, et cetera. It's really endless, all the things that they have meant to Blinn College. But that was neat to have a chance to get everybody together and really just say thanks and a little bit more than that with a special recognition.
Now, I've been in enough places in enough states where what I find impressive about Blinn College, Brazos County, is that it is not the home base. And sometimes the campus is away from the home base. It's just a building. You go to school and you leave. That's not the case here.
Right. No, there's no question. And I want to be very clear. They've had some keen partnerships in Brenham since 1883, right? Most of which are the residents of Washington County. So there are very strong partnerships there as well. Now, for here, I think that reflects kind of the differences and why each campus is dynamic, serves a dynamic audience, why the board wanted to have two presidents, why we recognized that everything that we do, while we're we're all one family. It's very unique. And so that reflects the partnerships. And maybe that's why we have a little bit stronger partnerships here. You know, for years we've worked with Texas A&M, started the TEAM program a little over 10 years ago. They have been extremely strong partners, but serving that different piece of what's a very broad mission for community colleges in Texas.
But let me even take it a step farther, because I've lived and worked in cities where they've had the branch of the community college, and they have everything that you just described, but you also have plays and you have other extracurricular activities. You get the art murals on the side of buildings, and it's really a comprehensive experience.
Right. And I think that when you use the term branch or a term extension campus, what that typically applies is we've got some things in a different area where they're needed. And maybe that branch campus focuses on one or two programmatic areas. The thing here is we've brought the entire comprehensive community college to Brazos County. We're doing, in essence, everything here that we do as an institution in Brenham or anywhere else. And so the only difference is the board members elected from there because Washington County is our tax base. But outside of that, we are a full array of all of our courses and programs. A student comes here, the way we do enrollment management, right? Everything from I'm interested in BLIN to thank you for the diploma can happen right over here, from advising and financial aid counseling and all those services. That's what makes us a little bit more than an extension campus or things I think a branch campus would be.
Another couple of minutes with Ted Raspail, yep, the president of the Brazos County campuses for Blinn College. You made the reference to you and Dr. Nolte in this new organizational setup, and it's been a few months since I've asked how everything is clicking together.
Yeah, I think we're clicking together absolutely fine. And again, it's being respectful of these different roles that we each play and these campuses play. I'll tell you what our next steps are. We've been working on strategic planning, and our vision has been, let's not do that just by looking internally. Let's look externally. So as I updated our board again last week, we're going to engage in a workforce needs training survey across our service area here in Brazos County and several other counties here, kind of the northern half of the Blinn service area. They've done the southern half, and they have a workforce center in Brenham where they do specific training based on what employers need in the area. That's what we're looking at here, is what are the needs here and how are we meeting those, kind of those next steps in strategic planning. That's what we've both been charged to do by the board, and that's what we're taking the next steps for here. So that's good is that gives us an opportunity to look deeply across a variety of businesses, from healthcare to manufacturing, service, et cetera, and really look at what the needs are and then how we line up to meet those in our strategic planning. It forces us to stay on the edge of what's needed out there in our community.
Have a few seconds left. I wanted to make sure I gave you the opportunity if there's anything else that we need to share with listeners tonight.
All I would want to share with the listeners, Bill, is that we're excited about our partnership with you, and we appreciate the opportunity to come over here. Our advisory committee here in Brazos County, we welcome three new members to that, Mayor Pro Tem in Bryan, Ann Horton, Mayor Nancy Berry from College Station, and Brad Corrier from Keller Williams Realty. And so we've got a great group. That bunch really is my eyes out there in the community, and they represent now all sectors across Brazos County. So we're excited about their work. I hope they're as excited as we are, because the pay for that is about what you might expect.
Always enjoyable being able to visit with you.
Thank you, sir.
And again, Dr. Tad Raspeller, the president of the Brazos County campuses, and Brandon Webb from Blinn College with us on News Talk 1620 WTAW.